I don't understand what you're doing, the office manager said to Ignatius.
Oh, shut up your little pussy mouth, you mongoloid.
We're going back to the factory,
the spokesman for the choir, the intense lady, said angrily to Ignatius.
You're a bad man. I believe a police looking for you.
Yeah, several voices agreed.
Now, wait a moment, Ignatius begged. Someone must attack Gonzalez.
He surveyed the warrior's battalion.
The man with the brick, come over here at once and knock him a bit about the head.
I ain't hitting nobody with this, the man with the brick said. You probably got a police record a mile long.
The two women dropped a sheet disgustedly on the floor and followed the choir, which was already beginning to file through the door.
Where do you people think you're going?
Ignatius cried, his voice choked with saliva and fury. The warriors said nothing and began to follow the choir and the two standard bearers out of the office. Ignatius waddled swiftly behind the warriors, straggling in the rear, and grabbed one of them by the arm, but the man swatted at him as if he were a mosquito and said,
We got enough trouble without getting thrown in jail.
Come back in here! We're not finished! You can get Miss Trixie if you want!
Ignatius cried frantically to the disappearing battalion, but the procession continued to move silently and determinedly farther down the stairs into the factory. Finally, the door swung closed on the last of the crusaders for Moorish dignity. Patrolman Mancuso looked at his watch. He had been in the restroom a full 8 hours. It was time to check his costume in at the precinct and go home. He had arrested no one all day, and in addition, he seemed to be catching a cold. It was chilly and damp in that booth. He sneezed and tried to open the door, but it wouldn't give. He shook it, fumbled with the lock, which appeared to be stuck. After a minute or so of rattling and pushing, he called,
Help! Ignatius, so you got yourself fired?
Please, Mother, I am near the breaking point.
Ignatius stuck the bottle of Dr. Nutt under his mustache and drank noisily, making great sounds of sucking and gurgling.
If you are planning now to be a hoppy, I shall certainly be pushed over the brink.
A little job in an office and you can't hold it down. With all your education.
I was hated and resented,
Ignatius said, casting a hurt expression at the brown walls of the kitchen. He pulled his tongue from the mouth of the bottle with a thump and belched some Dr. Nutt.
Ultimately, it was all Myrna Minkoff's fault. You know how she makes trouble.
Myrna Minkoff? Don't give me that foolishness, Ignatius. That girl's in New York. I know you, boy. You must have really pulled some boo-boos at that Levy pants.
My excellence confused them.
Give me that paper, Ignatius. We're gonna take a look at them want ads.
Is that true?
Ignatius thundered.
Am I going to be thrown out again into the abyss? Apparently, you have bowled all the charity out of your soul. I must have at least a week in bed, with service, before I shall again be whole.